You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
I'm smelling the dog. I am a mutt. I'm smelling the dog. I'm super smiley. I have a cat, too sweet, the travel kitty. I'm a good girlfriend. Angel's really pretty. I have a pony. We share a big horse. We have a big yard. Yeah, we have to, of course. I have a bull. In the summer, I stay cool. We have a fountain. Live in the mountain. Live high on the hog. Need to be a spokes dog. I'm smiling the dog. I am a mutt. I'm smiling the dog. I'm super smiley.
Woof and super smiles. Welcome to a super smiley adventure on Pet Life Radio, the largest pet radio network in the world. I'm Megan Blake, the pet lifestyle coach, here with my super possum sidekick, Super Smiley, who's the national spokes dog for the American Humane Association Hero Dog Awards. And we're here today celebrating hero dogs right from the Hero Dog Awards in Beverly Hills, presented by the American Humane Association. On our last show, we brought you some of the Hero Dog nominees. And on this show, we're highlighting the winners, including the very first Hero Dog winner who led her blind person down over 1,000 steps out of the burning 9/11 tower. And we have the human stars from the event who were there to shine the spotlight on the dogs, including NCIS's Polly Perrette, Criminal Minds' AJ Cook, and crazy funny Jennifer Coolidge from Legally Blonde and Two Broke Girls. Also, Academy Award nominee Ryan O'Neill joins us. Presenters included Betty White and Donald Trump. And Smiley and I were so honored to also present the Inspiration Award to Farrah Fawcett. And it was a very touching moment when Ryan O'Neill and their son, Redman, accepted. On a Super Smiley Adventure, we explore journeys where animals lead, and they always seem to lead to greater bonding with our dogs. So who better to start our show with than positively Victoria Stillwell?
And we're with Victoria Stillwell right after the announcement of the hero dog, the top hero dog. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Victoria. First, thank you for everything you do for animals.
Thank you, too.
Thank you so much. Now, what makes a hero dog in your heart?
I think it's a dog that's loyal, loving, that loves us, that helps people, but it doesn't matter if they do a heroic feat or if they just are our companions.
I think that is so well said. I believe that everyone, when they look down into the eyes of their dog, they're the hero's looking up at them. What do you think about that?
I absolutely think that. You know, dogs are so loyal. They don't speak our language. They come into our homes. They're expected to behave and to do what we want them to. And that's tough. But I think we can do better to improve the lives of our animals by loving them, by understanding them, and by giving them the best homes. And that really, that I think is what dogs need from us more than anything else. It's our love and our loyalty too.
Very well said, Victoria. Thank you for joining us at this after party of the Hero Dog Awards. And you're going to be on my show coming up soon, aren't you?
Yes, I really want to. And you are awesome. And thank you so much for all the work that you do for animals. You are truly inspiring. Thank you. Oh,
thank you, Victoria. Okay, we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And what about that music in the background? That was special musical guest Frankie Marino from Las Vegas who kept the celebration going for the dog heroes. And the top dog named tonight is Ellie, a beautiful pit bull girl who's going to be such an amazing ambassador for the breed. Here she is with her beautiful person, Leah.
Leah, congratulations! Ellie just won!
Yes, thank you, Megan. I'm so excited. Wow.
So tell everyone again, remind everybody, Ellie was in the therapy dog category, and tell us what her special gifts are.
She was in the therapy category. She was a therapy hero for 2013. As far as what she does, her passion is pawing it forward, and her mission, she loves helping children. She likes helping children with their reading.
I love that. Now, one more question, Leah. For everyone out in the United States, because I believe that all dogs in their hearts are hero dogs, what do you think? Obviously, Ellie is very special. What do you think makes a hero dog for everyone listening?
A hero dog, basically, I feel like all dogs are heroes with huge hearts. But with Ellie, you know, she helps. She helps the children. She gives them patience. She gives people strength. You know, she helps encourage.
I love that. It sounds like what you said was life lessons. They give us life lessons.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for all you do, and bless you and Ellie and your work.
Thank you, Megan.
Pawing it forward. That was the very first interview with Ellie, the 2013 Hero Dog Top Dog. Go, Ellie. Now we're taking you back to meet the very first hero dog, Top Dog. She won in 2011 for her teamwork in leading her blind person down over 1,000 steps out of the burning 9/11 tower. Let's hear from Michael Hingson himself about his personal hero, Roselle.
Could you tell our audience just briefly what she did for you at 9/11?
She was a great supporter. She was my rock on 9/11 because what we had was a team relationship. It was all about trust and teamwork and working together. She valued that as well as I did and do. I learned that with every guide dog I have. In fact, last year we published a book about our story called Thunder Dog, The True Story of a Blind Man, His Guide Dog, and the Triumph of Trust. It's been a New York Times number one bestseller. We're actually getting ready to do a movie about it, as well as we're writing a children's book about it, and we're writing a follow-on book. So we're really excited about it. It talks about teamwork. It talks about trust. It talks about the empathic relationship, you know, that we have. And the fact is that people could all establish relationships with their dogs if we were open to it, to truly recognizing dogs are and can be as much a part of our team as people are. And teamwork is possible in the closest sense of the word, but we have to be open to it first. And I think that's the hardest thing for people to recognize.
And animals teach us so many values.
And animals, animals teach us so many values, and they're open to that trust that we're so hard at making happen.
I so agree with that. Dogs are open to that trust, and when we really open to them, they will always inspire. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the Inspiration Award with Ryan O'Neill and Farrah Fawcett, along with more hero dogs, Polly Perrette, Jennifer Coolidge, and lots more. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
I'm Smiley the Dog. I'm Super Smiley. Let's rock!
Every pet is unique. Maybe they're gray in the muzzle, yet young at heart. Maybe they're growing out of the puppy stage and into their paws and ears. Or maybe they're just trying to maintain a more girlish figure. At PetSmart, we have the right food for your pet at a great value for you. PetSmart. Be better together.
Go to PetSmartDeal.com and save up to 30% on pawsome gifts for the pets and pet people in your life. Toys, collars, leashes, PetSmart gift cards, treats, and more. Go to PetSmartDeal.com today. PetSmartDeal.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on a Super Smiley Adventure on Pet Life Radio. We're at the 2013 Hero Dog Awards presented by the American Humane Association. Smiley had the massive honor of being the spokesdog for the Hero Dog Awards, so we were asked to present the Inspiration Award, which was one of the two awards presented to human heroes. This one was awarded to Farrah Fawcett. It was accepted by the love of her life, Ryan O'Neill, and their son, Redmond. But first, let's hear from another dog inspiration, Susie, from the film Susie's Hope, and her person, Donna Lawrence. And we're here after the Hero Dog Awards with Donna Lawrence. Hi, Donna.
Hey, Megan. I'm so excited to be here tonight.
Yes, you're in Beverly Hills. You came all the way from North Carolina. And to remind everybody, Donna is the real-life person who is the guardian of the real-life beautiful Susie. And how's Susie doing tonight?
Susie is doing awesome. She's just an amazing dog. She's sleeping right now. She's tired from all the excitement and stuff, but she did really well tonight. It was just exciting to see all the hero dogs and how beautiful they are and the wonderful stories they have. It's just amazing to see them.
And Donna, last year, you and I were here together for the first time at the Hero. It was our first Hero Dogs, right?
Yes.
Right? It really is an amazing experience, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I'm just so excited to be back again this year and to support the AHA because they do amazing work for the dogs in movies. And I'm just excited to be a part of this. It's just a wonderful experience. The energy, the atmosphere, it's just awesome. I'm so glad to be here tonight.
And Donna, we know that Susie has done miraculous, extraordinary things with her life, but for everybody else in the United States who has a dog, in your heart, what makes a dog a hero dog?
I think what makes a dog a hero dog is when they come alongside you and work with you, and they heal you, and they heal your heart, and they touch your lives. And every dog is a hero in their own special way. Susie is my hero. You know, everybody has a dog that's their hero, and they all have their own special story and their own special ways. And it's just amazing to see how dogs touch our lives and bring healing to us, and just teach us how to love, how to forgive, how to have hope, and how to move forward with our lives and not live in the past. I know Susie taught me that. You know, we don't have to live in the past. We can live in the moment. We can enjoy life. We can be happy. We don't have to lose hope. You know, animals bring hope in our lives, and they teach us how to have hope.
I love that. These are beautiful lessons. I know I always say that animals are healers and teachers, and I think that's what you're saying. Hero dogs, they're all hero dogs. Yes. We just have to open up and see it, right?
Yes, you just have to open it up, even in your own dog at home. There's some way your dog's a hero to you, and they all touch our lives in so many ways. You just have to look for that special moment with your dog and see what they do for your life, and how they're always wagging their little tails when you come home, and they're so excited to see you, and they love you so unconditionally. Our animals love us better than people, in my opinion.
Sometimes they do.
They love us unconditionally, I should say.
And Donna, good luck with your film, Susie's Hope, and Smiley and I are so excited to be a part of that. Thank you again for inviting us onto your film project.
Oh, thank you, and we're so excited. The movie's supposed to come out in 2014.
Yay!
Hopefully on a network and DVD, and we're excited that you and Smiley were a part of it. And
yes.
Smiley is Susie's best friend.
Yes, they are. They're buddies. And Donna, you're going to be back on my radio show for a full show, but we're so happy that you were here in Beverly Hills to give us a comment on the hero dogs. Thank you, Donna.
Yay. Thank
Yay.
You.
Bye.
Eight dogs were honored tonight in the eight categories. They saved lives in battle and law enforcement. They save lives every day by helping their people live. They enhance our lives. There are heroes in the categories of military dog, law enforcement arson dogs, service dog, search and rescue, hearing dog, guide dog, therapy dog, and emerging hero dog. And tonight, two humans also won awards. Farrah Fawcett's passion and compassion for life and dogs struck me personally when my two dogs of 15 years both passed from cancer within 3 days. Guardian and Spirit. On my voicemail, the first call was from Farrah, her empathy witnessed to the profoundly deep bond she held with animals. She just knew.
An Academy Award nominee and iconic film star, Ryan O'Neill. Ryan, thank you so much to you and Redmond for coming out to support the Hero Dogs.
You're welcome, Megan. It was an honor for us. Anything for Farrah.
Absolutely. And Ryan, tonight, as you know, Smiley and I had the huge honor to present the Inspiration Award to you and Redmond to accept for someone who captivated and inspired so many people, as you just mentioned, Farrah Fawcett. Ryan, your acceptance speech was so moving. Can you share a little with our listeners about how Farrah was an inspiration to you?
Well, she was beautiful.
Absolutely.
She was an inspiration, not just to me, but to everyone she came into contact with. Some people just exude a kind of personality that inspires people. And I would say that that was her gift. She didn't know she had it, but I knew.
And Ryan, you're right. It was a gift. The way she struck me was she had sort of a, I describe it as a light that just emanated from inside her, and she drew people to her, right?
True. That's exactly right. So she had to be on her toes so that she, you know, presented herself and gave people the right ideas, the right hopes and dreams, you know? So she was always on duty in a sense.
Right. That makes sense, Ryan. And during your speech, you talked about Farrah with her dog.
When I met her, she had a big Afghan, a beautiful black Afghan named Satchel, named after the famous baseball pitcher.
Right.
And he was an extraordinary dog. Quite old when I met him, but he could still run like a stallion. He would
Right.
run up and down the beaches. But he had a tumor. And I could see how sad she was becoming because she was so worried about him. And finally, the vet said it had to be removed, and she stayed in surgery with him, but he didn't come out of it. And she called me, and she said that he had died and on the table and that they were coming home. And I said, they? You? And that's all. She said, yeah, he's in the trunk. Have you ever tried to carry an Afghan?
No, I imagine, yeah.
So I had to dig a grave. She said, get a shovel. I had to dig a grave. You know who? Do you hear that? You hear those dogs?
I do. That's Mozart.
Yeah,
right?
That's our the dog who got me.
That's
Mozart. He's now a security, handles all my daytime security.
I love, and Ryan, talking about Mozart, you personally made such a great statement for pet adoption. You could have gotten any dog with any pedigree in the whole world, but you chose to publicly adopt Mozart on your television series. So
yes, I didn't, but I got help. I got help from you.
Oh, thank you,
yes,
Ryan.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. You know, you gave me three choices, and we both decided on the little one, the little guy who looked homeless, and now he isn't. He's my favorite person, animal thing in the world now. Him and my sons.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
He's extraordinary. I don't know what you knew that I didn't, but this dog is a marvelous dog. He's never any trouble. Never, never. He's just loving and protective and hungry.
Well, yeah. What I love about...
You didn't tell me that part.
When you met Mozart, Ryan, to me it felt like it was love at first sight. So I'm so glad that Smiley
it, it
and I...
It is love
that
at
we
first
could have
sight.
Been a little part of that, Ryan.
And oh,
Ryan,
yeah.
Ryan, thank you so much for supporting Pet Adoption and the American Humane Association.
Oh, it was an honor, and I'll be there next year, too, I promise.
Wonderful, and congratulations to you and to Redmond
thank
on the
you.
Inspiration Award to Farah, Ryan. Thank you so
thanks,
much for
Megan.
Doing it.
And the stars were out in force for the dogs. Polly Perrette from NCIS.
But Polly, we see you around L.A. at almost every single animal event. First of all, thank you for doing that, and what are we doing here tonight?
This is such a great event, the Hero Dog Awards. We have like people and animals that are just honoring these dogs that have done incredible things, from like rescuing people, being therapy dogs, being companion dogs. And we're honoring the unbelievable Betty White. She should be honored every night,
gosh,
I think.
She is, all right. She is,
all right, Betty!
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 Miss White, thank you so much for all you do for animals.
Well, thank you, and thank you for letting me touch her.
We love Betty White, and you all know how Smiley loves to smile right at the camera, right? Except when he's in a photo with Betty White. He can't take his eyes off of her. And we know that animals just know. Smiley loves Betty, so be sure to look up that picture on our show page to see Smiley giving Betty the love face. And here's the person who holds the leash of the first military dog winner, and she works to save military dogs. We love Kristen Reagan Maurer. She is beautiful inside and out. And Chris, you started a new organization, Shelter to Sheriff, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And first, Chris, tell us, I met you last year. Tell us with your involvement with the Hero Dog Awards.
Well, we started with military working dog adoptions. Our military dog, Benno, won the inaugural year.
And congratulations!
And so we've been coming ever since and been supporting the AHA and doing events with them ever since. So.
And your dogs are amazing. We were in Las Vegas at Compassion Weekend together, and you had some dogs there with you. Tell us about the dogs that were there as your ambassadors that weekend.
Okay, we had military working dog, Luke, and he was a combat tracker in Iraq. Which a combat tracker, what they do is once the bomb detection dog finds the bomb, he tracks it back to the city and finds the person who planted the bomb.
This is amazing. Hearing what all these dogs do, it's almost like it's not real. It's just so incredible what they can do. It seems like they never cease to amaze me. How do you feel about that?
I absolutely agree with you. I got my dog, Roxy, from a shelter, and I trained her in narcotics, and then she started detecting my seizures all on her own. And so, yes, so she's my seizure detection dog. So I rescued her, and she's been rescuing me ever since.
Absolutely. I rescued Smiley, and he rescues me back every day. Chris, thank you for everything you do. Bless you, and good luck with your work.
Thank you so much, Megan. I just love you to pieces.
We love Chris. What an amazing night, surrounded by dogs who inspire humans and humans who honor these dogs. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with A.J. Cook from Criminal Minds, last year's top dog hero, and Paul Mitchell's John Paul DeJoria, and funny lady Jennifer Coolidge from Two Broke Girls and Legally Blonde. Lots to come for the hero dogs. Smiley, you're my hero. Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
I'm Smiley the dog. I'm Super Smiley. Must rock.
Dyson.
The new Dyson Animal Vacs are powerful bagless upright vacuums for homes with pets. Air muscle and radial root cyclone technology generates the strongest suction power to powerfully remove dust, dirt, and pet hair from the home or car. To order your Dyson Animal Vac, go to DysonDeals.com. DysonDeals.com to order your Dyson Animal Vac today.
Dyson, music to your ears.
I'm not much of a reader, but I do wish I were more well-read.
There are so many great books coming out. I wish I could find a way to keep up.
Audible.com makes it easy to stay well-informed and catch up on your reading simply by listening. Audiobooks from Audible turn downtime into uptime. You'll be more productive and become well-read.
Now I'm able to catch up on all the great books I've been wanting to read.
With Audible, I feel smarter.
Pet Life Radio listeners, try Audible.com now and get your first 30 days of Audible Listener Gold Membership plan free. And get a free audiobook. Choose from over 100,000 titles. To get this great deal, go to AudibleDeals.com. That's AudibleDeals.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Werber from Ask the Vets with Dr. Jeff here on Pet Life Radio. We want to hear from you. Listen in. We're on every Thursday, 1 o'clock Pacific Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Time here on PetLifeRadio.com. We are one of the only live shows on Pet Life Radio, and I'm here to answer your questions. So you can call in at 877-385-8882, or you can drop me an email to drjeff at PetLifeRadio.com, and hopefully we'll see you here on Thursdays.
Let's talk pets on Pet Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robin Danzer with American Humane Association, and congratulations to Super Smiley, our 2013 National Folk Dog for the Hero Dog Award. Way to go, Super Smiley.
And we're back on a Super Smiley adventure at the Hero Dog Awards. Jennifer Coolidge from Legally Blonde and Two Broke Girls coming up. But now let's travel back to last year's Hero Dog Awards with AJ Cook from one of my very favorite shows, Criminal Minds. I'm with AJ Cook at after party at the American Humane Association Hero Dog Awards with AJ Cook from one of my favorite shows all time, Criminal Minds. Hi, AJ.
Hello.
So wasn't this an amazing event? I mean, the depth of the dog's work.
I got to say, I was shocked that I was moved to tears a couple of times. I mean, I love animals. I've always been an animal lover. But wow, tonight just took it to a whole other level. And these dogs are beautiful, and what they do for the people they're helping, and my goodness, it was beautiful.
And AJ, you're obviously here to support the awards. Do you have any four-legged heroes at home?
I do. Her name is Zara, and I love her to pieces. She's a little Yorkie, and we're actually doing a story for Emmy Magazine next week. She's going to get her picture taken, and yeah.
Well, we'll be looking for that. Very good.
She's our little set dog. She's awesome. I love her. She's my little hero.
So do you take her to work?
Yes, I do. Yep, she's our little mascot. So
that is so cool. And for me, I have horses, dogs, and cats, and I know that animals are healers and teachers. Does little Zara teach you anything during the day?
My little Zara is a complete hero because I have a four-year-old, and she has survived those first 4 years with a toddler, and she has been such a beautiful dog. She's never once, I mean, I have a son, so they can be rough, and she's so good with him. She's, I mean, never once ever, like, yapped at him, or, I mean, it's beautiful. She's the protector. She protects all of us.
Sounds so cool, AJ. Thank you so much for joining us on
Thank
Pet
you.
Light Radio. And you have a wonderful, wonderful night at the after party.
I will. I see they got desserts out there.
They do.
And at last year's Hero Dog Awards, I spoke with the hugely inspirational and life-saving top hero dog, military dog Gabe, and his person, Sergeant Chuck Shuck.
And I'm here with Drill Sergeant Chuck Shuck with Gabe, and they have won the grand prize for the night. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. He's no different than any other military dog that was out there doing what we do for our country. In the year we were there, he had 26 finds of explosives and guns and ammunition, you know, which potentially could have saved so many lives, you know. But just more, he's just a dog that brought compassion over there to the soldiers that needed it the most.
I love that so much that Gabe, he found the bombs, he saved lives, but then you said when you all lost buddies, when people were injured, Gabe would go be a therapy dog and give love, right?
Yes, ma'am, that's what dogs do. You know, he's a big house pet, and he just loves people, and he's very tired tonight now, of course, but it's just such a huge honor for us.
And I love that you said that's what dogs do. I think that's the capping phrase of the entire night.
They do. This is just all about dogs. And people that love dogs.
Congratulations and bless you for your work. We're so honored to meet you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And I had to talk with Jean-Paul DeJoria of Paul Mitchell, a huge animal lover and supporter whose Paul Mitchell products are never tested on animals. Smiley and I love that.
Hi, Jean-Paul. I'm Megan Blake with Pet Life Radio, and we've been to your home with the Much Love event. Wonderful. Hi there. Welcome to my show. It's a super smiley adventure, and we know that you're very, very pet friendly. Tell us the motto on your bottles. I love them. Not tested.
Oh, you had not tested on animals, tested on humans. But it is the truth. Everything we make, whether it's a Jean-Paul Pet oatmeal shampoo or flea and tick shampoo, was used on me first. And I don't have fleas and ticks, so apparently it worked, you know?
And you're looking pretty good there, too. You're all...
Paul Mitchell. We were the first ever state. We don't test on animals, the professional beauty industry, and even put on every bottle we made to help turn the industry around. So it was only natural to reverse it. And for our pet line, Jean-Paul Pet, to say it's tested on humans first and not on animals.
Absolutely. And we so appreciate that. And we're here to honor the dog heroes. That's do you have any heroes at home?
Yes, we do. Four of them.
Oh, tell us about them.
Oh, there's Jack, who's just mellow and just the sweetest guy on the planet. And if someone broke in, he'd probably help them.
Well, we did train the youngest one to be able to go into the hospitals. And, you know, it's a little bit of training goes a long way. Yeah.
Youngest, but, she's 3 years old now, 2.5 years
old.
Yeah, you're right.
Love that. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us, and thank you for being with
pleasure.
Us tonight.
So cool. They have a therapy dog, products not tested on animals. We love them. And at the 2013 Hero Dog Awards, Young Hollywood was out in force with Kids Against Animal Cruelty, represented by founder teen actor Lou Wegner and chapter president Nicole Cummins.
And we're here after the Hero Dog Awards with Lou and Nicole from Kids Against Animal Cruelty. Hi, Lou.
How you doing?
Wonderful. Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
First of all, tell us about your organization and what your mission is.
My organization is Kids Against Animal Cruelty, and it's all about spreading the word through social media and getting animals saved through the power of the people through the social media.
I love that, Lou. And Nicole, tell us about the event tonight. Wasn't it amazing, the Hero Dog?
It was incredible. I've cried numerous times.
Me too.
Just to see the selfless love that these animals give us is just amazing.
And Lou, you all actually took part tonight. You weren't just in the audience. You were actually doing something for the mission. Tell us about what you did tonight.
I hosted the Young Hollywood for Humanity table. And we went around also and tried to collect donations for the American Humane Association by having people buy a collar or a leash and make a donation to the organization.
Thank you so much for doing that. And there were extraordinary dogs here tonight doing extraordinary things. But tell us, for all the people across the United States, what do you think makes a hero dog? In your heart, what makes a hero dog?
I think all dogs are heroes. I do. I think all animals are heroes. Just like I said earlier, just the selfless love that they give their owners and others. They're just so innocent.
I absolutely agree. And Lou, what do you think makes a dog a hero?
I think for me it's just, you know, the just that bond between the owner and the dog is just, it's remarkable. And just how loyal the dog is no matter who the owner is and how much they love you and how much they're there for you. And it's like they know what you're feeling before you can even say it. Like you go up to give the dog a hug and instantly they're like, what's wrong? And start licking you, and it's like, so they know before you even know sometimes, and it's just, they have such an emotional connection with you, I feel like, that they always know what to do and how to make you feel better and how to keep you going.
I think everything you both said was exactly right on. Dogs communicate with energy and emotion. I love that, and I believe that animals are healers and teachers. Lou, what have dogs taught you?
Oh, man, dogs have just taught me just, you know, they love everyone. So just it's taught me just, you know, to really help, really try to be kind to the world and really try to make a difference and to really just to really open up as much as I can and try to spread the word as much as possible.
And Nicole, what have dogs taught you in your life?
Just not to take life too seriously. I think dogs are so fun. They love to have fun. They're silly. Just to be silly and enjoy life and just give love. That's
I love that. Give love. And it's kind of also, I got from what you said, live in the present moment, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, thank you both so much for everything that you do for animals, for what you do for the human-animal bond, and for being here this evening. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for all of you do.
Okay, bye-bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
So everybody, check out Kids Against Animal Cruelty on Facebook. They do really great work, and be sure to tell them Super Smiley sent you.
And we're here after the Hero Dog Awards with Jennifer Coolidge. Jennifer, I'm such a fan. Thank you so much for doing this tonight.
Oh, my God. This was amazing tonight. And look, you get the dog. You get to leave with the dog.
But you get to leave with three, I think, right?
Yes. Yes. Although mine chickened out when it came to, like, they didn't like being on stage, really.
Well, I think you're right, though. But you said that you had a family, and it looked like they were all in their little family doing their little doggy thing, right?
Right.
So, Jennifer.
I don't have children, so this, yes.
I don't either.
Oh, you don't either.
So, I get it.
So, you get it, see?
I totally get it. So, Jennifer, in your heart, what do you think makes a hero dog?
I've never met a dog I didn't like. Never. I mean, I've met people that I don't like, but I've never met an animal that I don't like. I mean, I think the most amazing thing about, I think, that dogs have is just how tuned in to us they are, how much they know that we, you know, I think it's coming to the surface now. Everyone's figuring out how brilliantly smart they are. But I mean, my dogs, when I leave my house, know, even if I leave in a dress and high heels, my dogs know I've hidden my workout outfit in my car to go to Runyon Canyon, and they pick up on how much I hate to work out. And that's how telepathic they are.
They really are. They communicate with energy, and I think they also remind us to connect with ourselves and to know who we really are when you're around animals. Do you believe that?
I do.
Yes.
I do. And I think, you know, I think when you see all these dogs here tonight, I just think of, imagine this world without these dogs and these animals. Like, what a boring, I think of how much joy my dogs bring me on a daily basis. It doesn't even matter. It can be a good day and they make it a better day. It's a terrible day, they make it a better day. But I can't imagine my life without animals.
I agree.
It's such a depressing thought.
I think they open up an entire universe. When people don't have animals in their lives, I feel like they're missing an entire universe. What do you think about that?
I think they are. I mean, you know, I think of the little things they do that make, I mean, my dogs are hilarious. And, you know, one night I went to bed reading the newspaper and I was wearing my glasses and I woke up and I know this sounds really weird and it sounds like I'm making it up, but my glasses were on my dog. Like somehow my glasses had fallen off and landed on my dog's face. Now they were upside down, but you couldn't really tell.
They're like a part, they're little extensions of us, right?
Yeah, and they were like, she was sound asleep with those glasses on. And I don't know, just things like that. Or like my dog that coveted this, found a chocolate croissant in my purse and like carried it around for like 5 days. I could never catch her. She had this thing in her mouth and she like carried it around like a little bird. Like it was just a chocolate croissant. I don't know.
Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for talking with us. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing all of your humor and your love for animals on the stage tonight. And bless you with your animals.
Well, bless you. And look what you did tonight.
Love Jennifer Coolidge. And yes, I do get to go home with Super Smiley. And I want to let all of you know that the American Humane Association does so much for animals. The Hero Dog Awards was created to honor the bond between dogs and people. And one of their biggest fans is also one of their biggest supporters. Lois Pope has donated so much for the benefit of animals, including large mobile veterinary rescue vehicles created to help animals in disasters. And tonight, Lois Pope is the recipient of the Legacy Award.
And we're with the amazing and beautiful Lois Pope here right after the ceremony. Lois, first of all, thank you for all you do to contribute to the care of animals.
Oh, I'm so happy to be able to do it.
And Lois, what to you in your heart makes the hero dog?
Almost every dog is a hero because they're wonderful companions. They give us love. They become therapy dogs for those who are sick and those who are in nursing homes. But a dog is the best part of us. A dog is the best part of being human. That's how I feel.
Lois, I love what you just said. The dog is the best part of us.
That's
I
true.
Love that. Thank you so much for sharing that again, and thank you for all you do.
Lois said dogs are the best part of being human. I know they bring out the best in us, and they can inspire us to be better every single day. You can meet the Hero Dogs on our show, The Hero Dogs Are Here, episode 51, where you can hear more about each of their inspiring stories. thank you, thank you, thank you to the American Humane Association for creating the Hero Dog Awards to honor these amazing canines. Thank you to everyone who caretakes and has the honor of holding a leash. Now look down at the dog looking up at you now and give your personal hero dog a big hug from Smiley and me. And until next time, woof and super smile.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.